I'm Gene Randall. Drug maker AstraZeneca says it has gotten the go-ahead from safety watchdogs to resume British clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine, one of the most advanced currently in development. The late-stage trials of the experimental vaccine developed with researchers from the University of Oxford were suspended this week after an illness in a study volunteer, casting doubts on an early rollout. French police fired tear gas and arrested more than 200 people in Paris today as yellow vest protesters returned to the streets in force for the first time since the coronavirus lockdown. The yellow vest movement began in late 2018 as a protest against higher fuel taxes and French President Emmanuel Macron's ideas for economic reform. Some of the protesters wore black clothes and carried the flag of an anti-fascist movement, suggesting the presence of radical demonstrators often blamed for violence in earlier street marches. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today is warning the European Union not to threaten the UK, saying a bill which would breach a divorce treaty with the bloc is needed to protect Britain's integrity. With the EU stepping up plans for trade talks without a Brexit deal, Johnson has accused its negotiators of threatening to oppose a food blockade between mainland Britain and Northern Ireland. Said Johnson on Twitter, "Let's make the EU take their threats off the table." British lawmakers Monday are set to begin debating the internal markets bill, which one minister said would violate international law in a very specific but limited way. Could peace talks be in the offing in Afghanistan? That remains to be seen. But Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgents are formally ushering in the beginning of historic talks aimed at ending two decades of war. Among those on hand in Doha, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the participants, "The choice of your political system is yours to make." The actual talks are set to start tomorrow. Top issues in Doha, an immediate ceasefire, and an agreement on protecting women's rights. This is VOA News. Princess Leonor, the 14-year-old heir to the Spanish